Are you ready to open an investigation into your hormonal health? Welcome to the Decode Your Hormones miniseries, hosted by your hormone balance founders, Ryan and Candace Birch. Let's crack this case open. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning into this secret podcast episode. I'm Ryan, co-founder of Your Hormone Balance, and I'm here with my mom, YHB's founder, Candace Birch, who is a hormone health educator with a master's in health education and decades of experience in the hormone health field, specifically in hormone testing and helping women relieve hormonal symptoms naturally, both before and after menopause, so at really any stage of life. Thank you so much for joining me, Mom. I'm so excited to be doing this secret podcast series with you.
Yes, well, I'm really glad we're doing it because we're both working so much, we don't get to talk as often as we'd like to. So this is a good excuse, huh? I
Yes,
like the secret idea.
It's a great format for us because this is so natural for us. We've tried to do video, which is a nightmare. It's so much work getting it right. And we've decided we are officially done trying to make video work. And that's what's so fun about a podcast format. We both have podcasts. We don't have to worry about what we look like or getting the angles right or any of that. So that's kind of why we landed on doing this. And because I haven't explained it, it is a new series, Decode Your Hormones. It's going to be launching this week. This episode is actually just a teaser for those of you who have been on our newsletter list and may have noticed why we went from, or may have wondered why we went from sending regular hormone health emails every other week to radio silence over the last few months. And so we wanted to record this teaser to not only apologize for going MIA, but to explain why. We had a lot of really stressful life events this year, and we were sort of forced into taking this abrupt break, and we just didn't really have the capacity to explain it at the time. And so obviously, it's possible that you didn't even notice, or maybe you don't care. that's okay too. We just felt we should open up and share a little bit about what's been going on, and also what we've got coming up and what we've been working on to provide greater support for you and your hormonal health. And we've been working hard at that. So whether you're premenopause, which can be your 20s, 30s, 40s, even early 50s with a recent period within 1 year or with a period within 1 year, or you're in menopause or postmenopause, so one or more years without a period. So as I mentioned, by tuning into this teaser episode, you're actually the first to know about this new secret Decode Your Hormones mini series. And in this series, we're going to be in helping you open a case into your hormonal health, help you investigate what's going on, collect clues you can use to experience noticeable symptom relief. And this applies even if you've already tested, even if you're already deep in the rebalancing journey. There's going to be helpful tips for everyone. And Mom, I know you know this so well from so many years in this industry. There's a lot of strong opinions today about everything in the women's hormone health field. And, you know, from talking to thousands of women, working with so many women, we want to start taking a greater stand on our perspective, sharing what we've seen work, because there's a lot of things that are controversial and people fight over that I think we just need to get back down to the basics of it all and focus on helping women actually get relief. So that's a little bit of what we have coming up in our Decode Your Hormones series. We're going to get into decode your symptoms, decode testing, decode how to create a natural balance plan. And beyond that, we hope to continue it going if you're loving what you're hearing. But before we get into a little bit of the behind the scenes that we promised today, I wanted to open up with a question for you, Mom, because despite being 77 years old and well within your rights to retire, you continue to show up not only for our clients, talking to women every single day and giving them the support and clarity they need, but also showing up for me, for us, for the business, and doing literally anything we ask and always, you know, being a part of the day-to-day. And there's so many people that wouldn't be doing that at this stage of life. So what is it for you that really keeps you showing up and keeps you motivated to continue doing this work and raise awareness around natural approaches to hormone balance, even though you've been talking about it for decades.
Well, it's all about the women. You know, it's all about the women that I talk to every day. It's about the relief that I hear in their voices when we go through a test result and finally they have an answer to, you know, what they've been trying to figure out on their own, what their intuition has been telling them, that, you know, that it's not what the doctor may have told them, that they were depressed and here's an antidepressant, and because they're not really depressed, and that it's not that they need to go back on birth control, that there's something else happening that's more profound. And it's such a gray area because there isn't, you know, there aren't enough practitioners out there that deal with this subject. So the need is so great that I can't stop. I can't sit on this knowledge and keep it to myself. I mean, if you saw a person having a heart attack in the street and you knew how to do CPR, would you leave them there? You know, this is information that changes people's lives. And I experienced this myself. Kyle, my co-host on Women Talking Frankly, our podcast, and I sometimes joke about how we're never going to be able to retire, but we really don't, you know, we're not even really complaining. We just make a joke about it because we love the work. It's a labor of love. We're helping people. You know, you can't keep this to yourself when you are in your yoga class and you see one of your fellow students having a horrible hot flash. You got to say something.
Right.
You've got to say, you know, did you know that there's a way to test your hormones and find out what's actually going on? That this isn't all in your head, and that, you know, there are things you can do that are natural, that come naturally. You may not even know how good you could be feeling. I mean, when I first started getting into hormone rebalancing, I had forgotten how good I could be feeling. And that's another thing that keeps me going, just knowing that women are missing out. They're missing out on the benefits of rebalancing, of understanding, you know, or being aware, what are the symptoms? You know, decoding these symptoms, that each of these symptoms we think about, the, you know, when periods start to change or become heavier or lighter, when moods start to change, when we can't sleep the way we used to. How many times do I hear women say, I used to sleep like a top, now I can't fall asleep, or I wake up frequently, or the night sweats wake me up, or I'm so irritable and I'm usually a happy-go-lucky person, or I'm gaining weight in all the wrong places and I never had a weight problem. You know, these things are, how can we live in miss in a sense in a state of mystery, in a state of mystery and misery, not knowing? It's the not knowing that is that gap that I just feel compelled to fill in. So, you know, that's what keeps me going. And I do the podcast that I do with Kyle, and we get so many people saying to us, thank God you're there. Thank God you're in that space. And I hear the same from the women I talk to through YHB. When we go through a test result, you can practically hear them getting the Kleenex out. I'm like, you know, the relief and the joy to know there's something real here. There's something quantifiable that correlates with how I feel. Look at these numbers.
My
Look at this.
symptoms.
They all match up. And then suddenly the dots are connected, and you can breathe a sigh of relief and say, okay, now what? What's next? What do I do? At least I've got a platform.
And
So that's going.
you're really helping them advocate for themselves. You know, we are, that's our goal. And whether or not you work with us through this podcast series and what we will continue to produce through education, it's just giving women the tools to be able to guide their own path forward. And what's frustrating is in the media, or you now that hormone health has exploded, it's now mainstream in a way that it absolutely was not for most of the years in this field. You often hear, well, talk to your doctor about this. Oh, you've got these symptoms, talk to your doctor. And yet it's this cycle of you go to your traditional doctor and they're looking to diagnose or they're looking to prescribe based on your symptom. And so when it comes to all of the natural things that you can do, building your plate, buying foods at the grocery store, creating a workout routine, knowing what to buy, products, supplements, hormones, all of these things that you can do in your daily life that you have access to, there is no guidance there. And that's where we
Not
are
enough.
looking, not enough. And obviously there are experts and educators and companies everywhere coming out of every corner now, but there's still a need for more guidance in the realm of what we are in control of in our daily lives, and this gap that you alluded to and that we talk about often of, doctors help to the extent that they can. And the reality is they don't, a traditional doctor, not an endocrinologist, but a traditional doctor is not going to know enough to support you with your hormones beyond a prescription, or, if it's not a condition or a disease, they're likely going to kind of send you on your way, so that in between those daily symptoms, those cyclical symptoms, those symptoms that are coming with the transition to perimenopause or menopause, that's where women get left behind. And that's the space that we are tackling.
I mean, that's another thing that keeps me going. Yes, there's an explosion of information about hormones and hormone balance, and these phrases are, people are now familiar with those things and they know more about the symptoms, but it's given rise to a whole lot of misinformation. And also there's the vexed problem of the fact that so much prescribing that goes on is not based on test results. And that's really a problem. I was just reading an article in the New York Times about all the women that are rushing to get on testosterone for libido issues. And they're being prescribed doses of testosterone that are actually quite high. Doesn't sound like they're being tested. It's just being based on symptoms. And you have to look at all the hormones. That's what's great about testing. We're looking at the complementary hormones that interact every day. There's no one hormone on its own that is running the ball game. This is a symphony of, key female hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, and your stress hormones, cortisol. They all work together. It's like they're in synchrony. If one, think of them as, we always talk about, they're like musical instruments. If one is playing out of tune, the whole symphony is out of tune. So you can't. I that's the other thing that, up on the soapbox, but how do I keep quiet about the fact that you cannot be using a hormone, supplementing with a hormone, whether it's bioidentical or synthetic, I don't care what kind of hormone it is, if you have not been tested and you can see what your level, are there deficiencies? What is out of balance? Which hormones are high and which are low, and what are their ratios? And then you can tailor what it is that you need to your own individual needs, because obviously we're all different. This idea of running to the doctor because you have a low libido and you want testosterone is not going to solve the problem. In fact, it's going to compound the problem in so many ways I can't even get into.
Without exploring first, why is that happening in the first place? And we've seen it all the time of these underlying, you've called them hidden imbalances that women aren't aware of,
They
often
are
until
hidden.
testing, that really explain, so many times it's led to someone finding out an undiagnosed condition that they had, or then working
Exactly.
with their doctor on next steps, and or oh my gosh, this is why I've had this acne, this facial hair, these fertility challenges, whatever it is. And so if you're letting those imbalances continue to be hidden by a lack of a real investigation into those root causes, adding these prescriptions and especially hormones can actually be dangerous.
Well, without any guidance, without any real quantifiable information. And, this is part of the misinformation now that's out there too. All this, we'll have another talk about this in our secret mini series. But, the different kinds of testing tell us different things. But you have to start somewhere. Each type of testing has something to reveal, something to add. You have to start somewhere and take the dive and find out what's going on with that internal milieu. Pull back the cover and let the light in and see why, who, what are the culprits? How it's really nice to nab the culprits behind your symptoms. It's good to know that, and this comes along with the other part of what keeps me going. So I guess that's the theme for me right now is the education about, what are the symptoms so that the awareness, but also Why is a symptom linked to an imbalance of a particular specific hormone? That's where we're decoding, because each of these hormones have their roles to play. They have functions, important functions. We can't live without them. They are the foundation, they're one of the pillars of our health, the hormones. You know, they're the chemical messengers that really do govern our emotional, our physical, and our mental well-being. We cannot be without them. And that's why women in menopause really do need to consider, once they get to that place where the levels are quite low, the ovaries are no longer making hormones for us. We do have to consider some kind of replenishment because we're living longer now. We're
Yeah.
not living to just be 50 like we did 100 years ago. Now we're living, my mother was what, 92? Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm 77. If I wasn't on some kind of bioidentical hormones based on the testing I did 25 years ago, or and do every year to keep myself balanced, I don't know that I would have the energy that I have, or that I
Yeah.
would, that I'd be able to get out of bed in the morning. So
Yeah,
there.
and the landscape is changing. Thank God that, we now have, there's definitely a lot of information out there and resources, but it's still, as I mentioned earlier, it's a lot of noise. It's a lot of opinions. And when we get down to it, again, there are just these foundational, not only habits, but lessons and basics around how our cycles and our bodies and the reproductive life cycle works, which most women are still not learning. And that's also
We didn't get
another.
it in school. We didn't get it
We
in
don't get
school.
it in
We still
school.
don't. We have a whole
Yeah.
new generation, your generation. There's my generation. There's your. You didn't get it in sex ed classes, did you, or health education? The
Nobody
doctors don't get
gets
it in
it.
medical school. They don't get it in
Nobody
the
gets it.
curriculum.
And it's
So
not, and these are facts, right? This is like how the body works.
physiology. We're talking about science, the body, the science of the body, physiology. Nobody's making this up.
Yeah.
These hormones have, they have function, they're part of our endocrinology, and once we understand what they do and how dependent upon them we are to feel like ourselves. People always say to me, women will say, I don't feel like myself. We want to feel like ourselves, but I find that when people get to seeing what their levels are doing at a certain, once these symptoms kick in and then they realize they start to decode them, they can realize that they don't all they don't only need to feel more like themselves, they can feel better than they used to be.
Yeah.
They can feel better than themselves. Their themselves may become a new self, a rejuvenated, renewed self.
I think that at the end of this, why do you do this? Why do we do this? It's truly just comes down to helping women feel their best. Whatever your best means for you, you can feel better and to stop the normalization that happens so often around these symptoms. And so that's why our next episode's going to be really important, because we're going to go deeper into symptoms, because it is definitely not super intuitive for women to just naturally know, oh, that's a sign of low estrogen, or oh, as I go into late perimenopause, this is going to happen more. So we want to help you get attuned to the signs and symptoms. And it doesn't mean writing every little thing down, but just starting to have that co consciousness, and it can,
Recognition.
and recognition and acceptance. And we want to go deeper into that, because there's just still, everyone I talk to, like you said, you're at your yoga class or we're at a party, people need this information. They don't have the information, and it's not yet intuitive. So we want this series to be a deeper dive into these topics to help you really to grapple with it in a simpler way. So stay
Yep.
tuned. Stay tuned. We have more ahead, but I did want to go into just a little bit more, a little opening up of what's been going on behind the scenes for us, why we went MIA. Honestly, this year was the hardest, most stressful year for me, and I would say likely for you and Jess and Dad in many ways. And it just really tested us in new ways, and we weren't really prepared for that on top of building a business. And that when life comes at you hard, there are some things that fall away that you just cannot keep up with. And that's really what happened in the case of our regular newsletters. I will get into more of that, but That was one thing that we just could not keep up with, and now everything is in a much better place, and we can continue that because that was always a real cornerstone of what we provide. And through this mini series, it'll be a lot more fun to share education in this format too. But I just wanted to share and be honest about the stressors that we've had in our life. Stress is inevitable. That's why hormone balance is so difficult, and we can't easily escape our daily stressors necessarily. And so this is a great example. For you, mom, this year, you and dad got a puppy, and it was really difficult to, keep up with him. I also got a puppy towards the end of last year, and it's been extremely difficult for me. So we've both been going through that at the same time, trying to work. But on top of that, dad got a knee replacement surgery, and you became the sole caretaker for him. And oh my gosh, all the cooking, all the chores, all the driving, having to help him with everything for how long? I mean, it was, you were at your wit's end.
Especially when I was having to put compression socks on him, that was the end all be all.
And Finney was stealing those socks
And
while
Finney
you
stealing
were.
the socks and the ice machine, as he bit through the wires of the ice machine and it didn't work anymore. Oh my God. And it was the dead of winter, so he wouldn't pee. He would only pee outside. He would only poop on the carpet inside.
For a
I'm sure
while.
people that can relate to that. Yeah. Good
Yeah.
stress. Stress, nevertheless.
No, you were at your wit's end. I remember Jess and I had a Zoom call with you over something for the business, and you just looked miserable. You were in a horrible mood. It was like, I am done. But, dad did the work. He was committed to his rehabilitation, and he did a really good job going to physical therapy and got himself back and was able to take over things again and back to the balance in the house. But, a less manageable life stressor that we got was finding out that dad has Parkinson's. And that was a real shock. And on the one hand, it's obviously so scary, and I want to hear your thoughts on this in a minute, but it's obviously scary. But on the other, he's been dealing also with chronic insomnia and memory loss issues now for years. So we're not sure if the Parkinson's really is the reason for those issues, but I think in a sense, having a diagnosis is maybe was a bit of relief for him to say there's something going on. It's not all, my fault or it just, but definitely really, really difficult to wrap our heads around. And for you as his partner, and this is something for our listeners that, we talked about as a family. It was actually a really big family discussion or maybe a little bit of conflict of just coming to terms and accepting what's happening. And I think for you, mom, the loss of, how things or the changes in your relationship. You're with him all the time. We are not. We live in California. You're currently in England, but you're out in Oregon otherwise. And that's been really hard for you. And we haven't really talked about this, but if you are open to sharing how you are, where you're at in the journey of acceptance with everything and the changes that have been taking place in your relationship and your outlook from here.
Well, I would say one of the most, when we talk about stress, whatever the stressors, and I'm sure anyone listening has their share. And, I always say we're designed to deal with stress. We are stress resilient beings, but when it accumulates and comes down hard, that's when it's even more important to have your hormones balanced. The first thing is, how do I maintain a good collaboration with my husband of how many years? He always says, oh, it's 70, 80 years. We've probably been together 45 years, 46 years, happily married. But if my hormones weren't balanced, that bad mood that I was in would be far worse. I'd be crashing. And sometimes when stress hits you hard, you forget to do all that stuff that you need to do, like rub in your bioidentical hormones at night and get your B vitamins down and take your D mannose. For women like me, UTIs are really common. all the different things that I have to take every day, tend to myself. If you want to be a good partner, you have to take care of yourself first. So self-care, I've made really sure I continue my yoga or my rowing or my walking. I got 4 miles in today with Finney.
Nice.
And so that's been really important. I think the biggest challenge has been learning to be more patient. And
Yeah.
that's another thing that has to do with hormones. You can't be low on certain, you can't be low in estrogen and progesterone. Progesterone is a very calming hormone, and we don't make it when we're older. We don't ovulate, we don't make progesterone. These are the things we'll talk about in future podcasts. But so I have to be careful about that because there's so much in a relationship that is better left unsaid. And this is what we got into as a family, where I was being impatient, or if dad didn't remember something that we had just talked about an hour ago, my reaction would be, we just talked about that.
Yeah.
Didn't we just talk about that? And then it would be, then he
Or
would be,
you remember that?
you remember that. And that then he would be made to feel on the defensive, and he would say to me, no, I don't remember, and I have a problem. Remember, I have a problem. I don't
Yeah.
remember things. And then it gets into, are you not remembering or are you not hearing? And I know a lot of women have this with, I don't know any woman that doesn't think that their husband doesn't listen.
Yes. Yeah.
And I heard the funniest thing one time. This somebody sent me a video of this woman saying, oh my God, he asked me where the spoons are. What? It was just
It's
kind of,
like when should we be concerned and when are you just
yeah.
not thinking clearly? But I think it goes beyond that at this point, and that's sort of what we had the talk of as a family of mom, you've just got to, and it's so much easier said than done for us to come into your home and tell you when you've been dealing with this every day, but you have to accept that it's happening, and the more you push and say, but you do remember this or you don't, it actually is more hurtful for him. And it makes sense. This is the journey people go through to
Well, I think
resist what's
what you
happening.
start to do is capitalize on what is remembered. And I was just listening to something on Radio
Yeah.
4 here in
Yeah.
England, talking about this, a couple of very popular actors here in England who are very elderly, but they did a show about the canals of England, and they talked about the fact that Prunella Scales, who's the actress, had dementia. She was in her 80s at the time, and she had dementia. And her husband says in one of the clips, well, when you're on the river, when you're on the canals, you don't need to remember anything. You just can live in the moment and just be here
Yeah.
and enjoy what you're doing. And so that's really, I'm a baby boomer. We were the be here now kids. So we're getting back to the be here now. What do we enjoy now? Is it really necessary to remember everything that was said, to remember every face? There are plenty of things that are remembered. So it's focusing on what is good, making the most of that. And that really, that does mean, in terms of myself as a partner, that means me staying, taking good care of me. And
Yeah.
I think, and dad too, and I'm sure this is echoing or resonating with a lot of you that are listening, that, we want to take care of our partner. We want to make sure that they get the good fats and the protein. He goes and works out every single day because with Parkinson's, movement is huge. I bought him one of those. Does anybody remember those little paddle things with the ball attached to the
Oh,
string?
yeah.
Paddle it. Great for hand-eye coordination.
Oh, good idea.
Or hanging boxing bags, so you start learning about new things. He's taking glutathione, which is the master antioxidant. My friend Susan Merenstein, who's a compounding pharmacist, insists that everyone needs acetylglutathione, acetyl being the type that's best absorbed. But there are some key, minerals and vitamins, and yes, a little bit of hormone in his case. That you get the fine balance and you do everything you can to stop the progression.
Yeah.
And when I think of women that are needing to be, looking for relief, sometimes it's not only about feeling better, it's about make this stop. There are certain things that are happening to you that you want to stop. You want the hot flashes to stop. You
Yeah.
want the night sweats to stop waking you up at night.
So you can get your sanity back.
Yeah, these are, I mean, you have to get your sleep. These are things that we prioritize. Every single woman I talk to has some kind of stress, some kind of, life stress that is really, and a lot of women I find are, we women are famous, we're notorious for doing a lot of things at one time, for multitasking. And I guess we think we're pretty good at it. And I think we are, but I think also we often feel like we deal with our stress. Oh, I deal with it. Except I'm anxious, I'm gaining weight, I can't get rid of the belly fat, I can't sleep. That's not really dealing with it in the way that we need to deal with it to be balanced. And when a woman I talked to the other day, she's in her late 40s, she's in full-blown perimenopause, moving into menopause. She has a lot of symptoms and a highly stressful profession. It's her business. She loves it. It's great fun. It's grown in popularity. And so she's flying high, but she's also not sleeping. And she's not able to lose weight. And she said she's waking up with this anxiety that she's never dealt with. So the idea is, we're not going to tell you to stop doing your business. We're not going to even talk about that. We're going to talk about supporting you where you are in
Yeah.
your life.
Yeah, and I wanted to say I've noticed that a lot of the women you talk to are caretakers in some way. And there's so many stories of women who are really in a, they have maybe a child with disabilities, or their husband recently passed, or they have taken care of their mother who has a chronic illness, and so women do put themselves last. And these are the things that make it hard to, it's so hard to heal, because how can you stop being that caretaker? And so, bringing back the focus to those small little tweaks and changes that are manageable, like you said, to meet people where they are. And I know that's what you've had to do in this situation. And nobody's perfectly balanced all the time. There's not, the
No.
phrase hormone balance. It's that's not a no, there's no perfect
A work
state
in
of
progress.
balance. It's just it's optimization, and it's trying to avoid the highs and the lows that contribute to more severe symptoms.
Well, I
So
think also it should be mentioned that symptoms that go unaddressed because hidden hormone imbalances, that are not addressed, existing hormone balances that go on like that for years. As you get older, they become these symptoms go beyond symptoms. They become disorders. They become disease,
yep.
because hormones have protective properties.
Yeah.
And
And we've
so,
got to take care of ourselves if that's the motivation, to prevent disease as well.
yeah, it's just that it's understanding. Again, as I was saying, the education, when you understand all the roles that estrogen plays in the body, how it's related to your bone health and your brain health and your blood vessel health, what does that mean as you get older? What does that mean if you're an athlete and you need to keep your bone density and your lean muscle strong, then you're only 35. You can be having, I've talked to so many younger women that have symptoms that would sound like a menopausal woman.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing, Mom, your feelings on what's been going on in your personal life. And I know you can't help but tie it back to hormones and making a lesson of it for other women too, which is really helpful, because everyone is dealing with something. And it's just what level of severity is it? What number of variables are you juggling? And for me, like getting my puppy, who I'm obsessed with and we love so much, Mowgli, has been such a beautiful blessing. But at the same time, it has just really skyrocketed my stress levels in a way I wasn't really prepared for, on top of the business stress, which obviously is ironic. And I, often feel like this hypocrite, because I have this hormone health business and I've been pouring my heart and soul and my life into building new products and tools for women to help them with their stress and their hormones. But it's kind of like this unavoidable thing in entrepreneurship sometimes, but I'm out of the worst of it, and that's why I'm feeling called to share a little bit. And hopefully I don't cry, because it's been really, really hard. But on my end, I made a difficult decision at the end of last year to not run ads on our core product and to not push marketing or promotions on anything. And we had spent the second half of 2024, our whole goal as a family or for the business was to, we invested in an ad agency. We built out all these ads, this SEO strategy. So much time was spent on that. And then I just had this aha of, I had a new vision for what our products could be. And I knew I could make it even better. And I knew I could serve and support our audience and women with tools and products that I haven't seen out there. And I did not want to run ads on something that I know I could make better and that I knew I needed more time. And so I put all of that on pause, and that was really risky and a bit of a gamble because it was our whole family's decision to take that path, and I went a completely different way. And when you pause all the marketing, promotion, sales, and you go all in on product development, that creates a new level of pressure and anxiety that I knew I was signing up for, but I didn't know how long it would take me to build out my vision and how long and how intense or how intense that anxiety and pressure would become. And it almost took all year, honestly, to build out these products and this new 2.0, 3.0 version of what we had before. And I gave my whole life to it. I have impacted my friendships and my relationship and everything because I am obsessed with making this something that helps women and is and something that's better than anything we've had before. And so
You
it's
are the conscience. You are the conscience of your hormone balance. You feel it so deeply.
yeah, and I'll do it, I'll go all in because I can't not, I just can't not see it through when I have this goal in mind. And another piece of the stress, another one of the things that became so all-encompassing was this. I set out to build a new symptom quiz, a quiz that would be super personalized and customized based on your age, reproductive stage, your hormonal concerns, your hormonal goals and habits, and not something generic. And that was a beast to build out. And that's what it's out now. We haven't shared that with our subscribers. We haven't talked about it really at all, it through our newsletter. So really, really highly suggest taking that quiz. It's a great next step. And we'll dig into that more in our next episode on symptoms. But that was one of the things that I was really proud to get done. And that's even just outside of our products. That's a free quiz, but I just really wanted to create something that would be more helpful than what I've seen out there. So that was just one of many things. And then it's ironic because at the same time, Jess, my sister, our holistic health and mindset coach, she also got a breathwork certification this year. Also was going through her own pivot in her business. She's been building out this Supercharge Your Cycle membership and course. So all year, similar to me, building out, focusing on product development, being in the trenches and the weeds of what that entails. And she just came out with her program as well. So it's been like we've all been in this just stress from different places. But that's been kind of what's been going on.
Yeah, I wanted to say what Ryan has created, what she's talking about, this year of pure innovation and creation of a product that is sort of it's like think of the spokes of a wheel. There's a constellation of thought that has gone into this. And when she showed it to me, I was just in awe because I worked for 25 years on trying to think of everything, and she's thought of everything and beyond that. The way that it can be accessed, the way that it looks, it's beautiful. It draws you in. It's so alive.
Thank you.
It's very personalized. All the things that it's not boring.
Well, thank you, Mom. I honestly was so nervous to share it with you, and so it felt so good when you called, and you were so excited after seeing the latest version, I just really needed that feedback, and it just makes it feel all the more worth it. So that was really nice. And then I also got a note from a client the other day who had tested with us in the past, and she was just raving and saying, "Wow, this is amazing. This is such a big difference." So that also really, really helped. So for everyone listening, if you are curious, we are happy to be sharing the latest and greatest version of our new custom natural balance guidebook very soon. And actually, for the first time ever, we're going to be offering a version without testing. And that has been a dream of mine since we started this business. Honestly, collectively, of all of ours, it's just that we haven't had the right systems and the right product in place to really provide something super valuable without test results. But now we can, and we can't wait to share it. Ultimately, our mission is to support every woman who is struggling with hormonal symptoms, feeling confused, feeling overwhelmed, dismissed, seeking natural approaches to find relief. And so that means meeting you wherever you are in the process. And we understand that a lot of you may have already tested or you don't want to test. So definitely stay tuned for more updates on that because we have some really fun promotions coming. And yeah, like I said, it's going to be completely new products. But coming up next will be our first official episode of the Decode Your Hormones miniseries, Decode Your Symptoms. This should be dropping a couple of days from now, so we will email you when it's out. But in this episode, we'll walk you through how to connect your symptoms, stress, and lifestyle patterns and your hormonal stage of life, meaning pre, peri, or postmenopause, to get real clarity. We'll also share, as part of that, how our new Decode Your Hormones formula works and how it can fast track your path to true symptom relief. So stay tuned for that. We can't wait to share it. And thank you for doing this with me, Mom. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It already is a lot of fun.
It really is. Love you, Mom. And thank you to all of you for listening. And special shout out also to all the women who have been following and supporting our business all along, including our amazing clients. So many of you have reached out over the years just sharing how you appreciate what we're trying to do, how different and needed our approach is. And we can't tell you how much that means to us. Just thank you for seeing us and acknowledging the work we do. That's what keeps us going. You keep us going. You are why we do this. So thank you again. This episode goes out to all of you. And just have a great rest of your day. And we will catch you on the next mini series podcast.
Thank you for listening.